The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So this is an interesting piece of advice on TikTok. A dentist posted the three times that you should not brush your teeth. And one of them is right after throwing up.
Why?
Because your mouth is full of acid and you don't want to.
They don't want you to wear away the tooth enamel. They're like, rinse with water, maybe even mouthwash, but give it like 30 minutes or an hour before you actually brush your teeth, which that's probably the hardest time to not want to brush
your teeth. You could at least go rinse it out with mouthwash. What an obscure thing.
Yeah. How
often is anyone vomiting?
I know.
You'd be surprised, I guess. The other thing is right after breakfast or right after eating sweets. I guess it has to do with the pH level in your mouth tends to be more acidic right after like eating. And then, you know, like sugary stuff as well. I keep hearing this thing that you're not supposed to rinse out your mouth after you brush your teeth. Have you guys heard this?
I don't know what I have and haven't heard. I don't know
what
sticks.
You mean rinse it out with water?
I had a dental tech tell me like, okay, and then when you brush your teeth and then, you know, you'll spit it out, but like don't rinse with water. I was like, really? Like, because I always just take a sip of water and then rinse out the rest of the toothpaste from my mouth. And she's like, no, let that sit.
Just let it sit in there like it's soaking.
I can't bring myself to do it. I don't know what it is, but it's like, I think it's because I've done it my whole life. You know, you finish brushing your teeth, pick up the cup.
Jeff, do you still swallow the mouthwash?
Hey, do you still swallow the mouthwash?
The mouthwash.
I'm trying to be a little better about it, but I used to. And I always wonder, I'm like, what has that done to my stomach?
It
doesn't bug me.
Makes it minty clean. I don't know if there's anything wrong with swallowing.
I don't think you're supposed to. It's like rinse and spit. I don't think that stuff's supposed to go down into the...
Into the cellar.
Into the gut.
Okay.
I mean, it would be weird because to me, it's like swallowing mouthwash would almost be like the equivalent of brushing your teeth and not spitting it out.
Okay.
You know, like you're brushing, and then all of a sudden you'd be like, gulp.
Well, you don't swallow.
I guess you swallow.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Question, swallow or spit? What do you do?
Right. Well, we know you swallow.
I never said I swallowed.
He's a lady. Never ask a lady.
I don't brush and tell. Right.
Sometimes I'll swallow a little bit of the toothpaste a little bit because I feel like that's a breath freshening type technique. I brush my tongue. You know. Yeah.
Tongue brushing is such a weird thing.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
It is.
Without gagging.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the first thing I thought about when you said you'd sick because sometimes I'll be... sounds so weird.
I mean, my tongue is like the tongue on a cow.
Yeah, you've got a really long...
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop it. Okay. You sound really convincing.
That sounds illegal. There's limits.
Right? We're getting flagged. Do you guys use electric toothbrush?
I do.
No, I do not. I had one of those water picks, but it just made too much of a mess.
Yeah,
I wish
Wiley
I went back
one
to
too.
It.
Water
she
picks
use
are
it.
Weird. What do those do even? That just seems like a dentist office
It's just supposed
thing.
To be really effective. Like
underneath the gums and everything like that, right?
Yeah, it's almost it's like water flossing.
It's like going through a car wash is what it is. It's like high pressure, you know, gets it all cleaned off. I use an electric.
They're kind of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always...
Water everywhere.
Yeah.
So, it's a weird conversation.
It really is.
You know what? We're a weird kind of show. Andy Reid is becoming the highest paid NFL coach.
Oh, he should.
Yesterday he reached a contract extension with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think they kept everybody, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
keep the band together, right? It's the third. He's three-time Super Bowl championship coach, and he is getting paid. No figures have been given. Last year's highest-paid coach was Sean Payton of the Denver Broncos, and he made $18 million. So whatever Reed is making is more than 18. So,
did you ever go down to their training camp and watch them practice?
No,
down in St. Joe,
we had to come back. And so I got paid for parking, but we had to get back, and I was going to turn around and go back there because it's only, what, an hour and a half away. But I never did. I wish I would have. That will be definitely on the list this year to do. I know some people that have gone, and they just say it's a blast. You know, now, I mean, the thing that sucks is with Kelce dating Taylor, I'm sure he's untouchable now.
Oh, I wonder if she would go to practice.
God, no. She ain't going to. She'd even like football before this, Jeff. She's not a sports girl at all. You know,
It's late July. It'll be here before you before you know it. July 23rd.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs training camp starts.
I wanted to meet Mahomes and stuff and tell him how awesome he
is. You're
Mahomie. You're so awesome. Tell me how you brush your teeth.
They always show that on Hard Knocks, which is pretty cool. When the amount of fans that show up for NFL practices.
Yeah, dude, it's fun. I haven't gone, but it just seemed like it would be fun. You get that access. And
I think you get autographs. For like baseball, people like, I know so many people that travel.
Do that, and make the a spring trip game.
Like, spring games for baseball. Like they'll be like, I'm going down to Arizona for spring training or Florida. You're like, really?
Yeah, because
they already play like a million games. You're that anxious to watch more.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's also the
weather.
I think
it's what you're talking about, Molly. You know? It's the access.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you get the access. I mean, you really get full access and not stuck in a stadium behind, you know, gates. So every day when they do the practice thing in Kansas City, every day it's a different type of deal. So it'll be like tight ends and linemen. Blah, blah. Those are the ones you get to meet every day, depending on when you go.
I'm looking at the schedule.
Yeah. What do you
have? Day one is team autograph session.
Ooh.
The second day, team autograph. Then the third day, autographs. Linebackers.
Okay.
Fourth day, autographs. Defensive backs.
Okay.
Fifth day, autographs. Quarterbacks, running backs.
Oh.
Every day, there's a different autograph session.
Yeah. Like, we need to take
that. And it's only $5 to get in.
Yeah.
$5, you pay for
parking. That's pretty much it if you want parking. But, yeah, you should go with me. Watch me fangirl.
What if Taylor Swift shows up?
Oh,
and
it'll be in.
She'll instantly see you and take you away and destroy
There's
you.
There's the man I've been waiting for, Jeff DeGann.
You want to go couple skating?
No,
Scott. What?
You never know. I don't think she would. I mean, but who knows? She seems like she's not. I mean, she's out there in public. She's not.
Molly,
hiding.
Who broke her heart? The Joe Alwyn?
Well, Joe Alwyn, but then also that Matt Healy is featured. I mean, Matt Healy did his own.
So, wait a minute. I thought Taylor broke his heart.
You know the full Taylor Swift canon. Which man all time scoreboard has broke her heart the most?
Ooh.
I don't know. I would say
that's
Harry
tough.
Styles,
it's an ever-moving. Or? I mean, well, no, because keep in mind that Jake Gyllenhaal. I mean, she made a whole like 10-minute song out
weird.
Of that one.
Yeah, has she ever had a good breakup? Has she ever let any guy go without?
Well, the
digging into him,
the Joe Alwyn or whatever.
Alwyn.
That's the Alwyn. They dated for 6 years, and he didn't want to have a public relationship. I mean, he's a billionaire kid. So I thought she dumped him, but you're saying that he, dumped her? What a dummy.
No, I think it was kind of one of those, like, it was just how much more of this can I take? And
if you date Taylor Swift, just don't give her any ammo. You know what I mean?
That's my superpower.
Right? You're like.
Bad breaker upper.
You're like, I know how to bad break up.
He's going to get.
You are a double-sided songs, album anthology waiting to happen, Jeff.
Yeah, so it'll be, as a matter of fact, the name of the album will be Jeff.
She'll swear.
Jeff. She swears a ton on this album.
Does she?
Which is
Does
so
she
weird.
Really? I'll bet it is. I bet
so
it is.
I'm so used to just being able to blind listen to her music and not worry. And I picked up the kids on Friday, and I was like, new Taylor Swift. And like we were listening to it on the way home, and it was F-bomb after F-bomb. I was like, whoa.
Really?
Yes.
Is she a good cusser? Does it work? Or is it like, doesn't work?
Uncomfortable. It's a sneaky cuss. Because like, it's like, you know, it's in her sweet voice.
And that's what you said to the kids when they got in the car. New Taylor Swift.
I get New Taylor Swift. My son's like, no.
Painting the air blue. Big
Party Show. Count 94.1. Yippity, yippity.
Hey, it's Taylor
right
Swift.
There.
Channel 94.1 and Funplex Water Park and Rides are sending you to London to see Taylor Swift. Your hot girl summer will be bussing Taylor's The Eras Tour at Wembley Stadium in London. Open the Channel app or go to channel941.com, click Taylor and win. Powered by LP Limited. You, your bestie, and the VIP treatment for Taylor in London. From Channel 94.1.
It's going to be a hot girl summer.
Just going to say that.
Look at Funplex, man. That's awesome that they're getting on board.
I know, dude. And I had such a blast at Funplex last year, just getting that cabana living. Maybe that's where I got the cabana.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying hot girl summer. I'm talking about you.
Yeah. I'm going to be.
You're the hot girl on the show.
Well, thank you, Molly. I appreciate that insult. It's very fitting. I represent that comment.
You know what? Season starts next month.
Does it really? Okay.
Yes.
I want to just sit at the cabana. It's so chill.
May 25th.
Oh, man.
Is that when it opens?
Let's go. Yeah.
Let's do it. Molly, when you're in town with the kids, come on out and I'll let you step inside the cabana for a little bit.
Thank you.
You can live the life with the hot girl over here.
Uh-huh. Hot girl summer. What?
I'm telling you, I think that season pass, that's worth it.
It is.
If you use it. You see the people that are there. I mean, if you got nothing else going on in the summer, you just go to Funplex.
I put it this way. I don't know the exact numbers on it, but if I was trying to do the math with a buddy, I'm like, dude, if you go to Funplex like 5 times or something like that, it pays for that pass. So why not get the pass and just send your kids out there, let them have fun and swim, and you can sit in a cabana and chill out and watch everybody.
Oh, my God. You know, we're going to be talking about lifeguard tryouts in no time.
Oh, yeah. Lazy River. Oh, the river. That's a good place to sleep.
You do like to float.
I do. Last year, there was a lady floating around. She had made like 3 rounds rotations of the thing. She was lying on her back in the inner tube, and I literally thought she was dead.
You're like, oh, my God, there's a dead person in the lazy river.
She was sleeping, and she didn't move. Or even
so
blink.
Peaceful.
And I was like, wow, this woman is having a hell of a good time sleeping. But I wanted to go shake her and just say, I just want to check on you, see if you're okay. But I didn't
want
to wake her up.
Yeah,
you know,
I was going to say, don't touch.
Don't touch strangers at a water park.
No kidding.
We'll remind you guys when that happens. So.
Wake up. Are you alive?
Oh, she looks so peaceful.
By the way, you're supposed to eat at Runza today.
I was going to ask you about that. What's the deal with Runza? What's going
on? It's the 7th annual Feed the Need, so they do this every year. And so all day today, they're giving 10% of all their sales to local charities that feed youth hunger.
Okay.
Like the backpack program and all that neat stuff. So go eat at Runza. Like if you needed an excuse anyway. But like this, we're giving you your cheat day.
Yeah, it's perfect. You know what you should do is...
So any Runza, Omaha, Council Bluffs, Lincoln, all day today, eat every meal at Runza.
Tons of Funza and a Bunza.
Supposed to meet a buddy for lunch. Maybe I'll buy a few of them, and then we can have cold Runzas. Runzas are good cold, too. So Wylene gets freaked out about my eating habits, because I'll eat anything cold. You know, I was eating spaghetti cold. Uh-huh. So I can eat Runzas cold, pretty simple. So maybe
pizza's
we'll
good cold.
It's all good cold. There's not much I won't eat that's cold.
Really?
Burger, I'll eat a cold burger.
Yeah. Spinach, I'll eat that cold.
I mean, it's already been cooked. It's been cooked.
Yeah.
You know, stuff that's had a good cook on it. So like a burger that's got a good char.
Oh, my God.
You can take that out of the fridge the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it cold.
Oh. Meatloaf, cold, sandwiches. Yes, sir. Read all about it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that like those New York Yankee sandwiches.
Oh, cold.
The next day, you finish the other half.
I tell Wylene, I said, you know what? When the grid goes down, I'll be able to survive. I won't need to be making fires to cook my hot dogs or my soups. I can just eat it cold.
Soup.
Yeah, but all your food's going to spoil.
That's okay. I'll eat it fast.
He's like, then I'll just be all bloaty.
You know, bloaty. Yeah, you know. You know, Molly. You know all about the bloat.
Yeah, I'm not a big cold food.
You're a big bloaty person.
The power went out in my neighborhood yesterday and because of the wind, and it was like...
Is it weird?
When the internet goes down, still there's the little kernel in the back of my head that's like, is this it? Is this the one?
Yeah.
Where I hear sirens and you hear explosions? And
well,
like the internet
down.
Never comes back.
Yeah, and that's where you used to watch your shows.
Are we going to have that moment where you're like, I don't think I got the energy for this today.
Tomorrow.
This is just day one.
Day one.
Of a whole series of days that include
so
you
planning.
Running and leaving family members behind.
I don't want that. I wound up sitting on the patio and just hanging out until you'll see my bony,
You're the one in the survival movies where we break into your house.
It'll be a bit.
And there's a skeleton in a folding chair with no white hair.
Well, I got none. Yeah. But your body,
just
sun-bleached
bones.
Oh, and your ears keep growing, right?
In a Hawaiian shirt holding an empty bottle of tequila.
There you go. Now, your hair still grows, right?
And your fingernails.
So that you mean to tell me you would find me with like long ear hairs and nose hairs coming out?
Well, this is really morbid, but I had a buddy of mine growing up in Omaha whose dad was a cop. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why he knew cool stuff. He was like, on Halloween one year, we were in grade school. He's like, you guys want to go see a body? And so we went to a cemetery in town. I don't know how he knew about
this.
And you could look through one of those. You know the big plots where they have the giant slab?
Yes.
It cracked.
Oh,
it had a crack
you can
in it.
See inside
and
of
he had
it?
A flashlight, and we were able to look down into the thing. And you could see that the everything had fallen away, and it was like a man in a suit, and he had crazy long white hair.
You're gonna give me nightmares.
He looked like a mummy.
Yeah.
But he was in his suit and he had all of his stuff, and so like basically the mausoleum had cracked and water got down and broken down all that stuff.
Okay. Wow.
So, like, the casket was gone. It was just the brass bars. And, like, the date on the thing, it was old. It was, like, the 1900s.
Oh.
Yeah. How about that for a freaky-ass dad? Hey, you guys want to go see a body?
You're like, what is this, a movie? You're like,
holy
I don't
smokes.
Think so.
All right, on that note, make sure you go to Ron's today.
So I'm saying that hair keeps growing.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I won't have those issues. Like I said, you'll
have Ben Franklin.
Yeah, Ben
hair.
Franklin. Yeah.
Oh, like you're right, because I'm not completely bald. I'd have Ben Franklin, long nose hairs and ear hairs growing in long fingernails.
Yeah.
Clutching a bottle.
Molly, what do you call that? Don't you call it like eggshell or something?
Skirted eggshell.
Skirted eggshell.
Okay. All right. So Leo, the dumpster dog. All right, we're gonna have Pam from the Nebraska Humane Society coming in. We're gonna actually ask a lot of questions about that because that reward has gone up to $15,000 now to find out who dumped poor Leo.
They're doing like forensic testing on the duct tape. That's
crazy.
The dog that lived, but somebody tried to throw it away.
Pam Wiesen Studio. Pam, thanks for coming in again. How are you?
I am good. Boy, I have a tight look. We've got like 2 inches on this dog.
Yeah.
Because he's enjoying his atmosphere very much.
He's
here,
having
you guys.
Fun.
It's, oh
a,
my gosh.
It's a tongue out Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
It is, yes.
And Ruben the dog is exploring the space. He's been enjoying treats and headphone wires.
Headphone cords,
those
yes.
are treats.
I know. And then I got him away. You got him away from your headphones. And then he started chewing on his leash. And I'm like, well, I got to be able to get him back on the car and get him back to the shelter. So, yeah, we're kind of proctoring
him. Well,
he's a little
puppy, right? I mean, how old is he?
He's a 9-month-old Vizsla, and they are, oh my gosh, busy, busy dogs. They're hunting dogs, you know, sporting breeds, and he's going to need a job, toys, things to do. You're going to want to tire him out, and then he'll be fine. And he is in puppy stage right now, too.
Okay.
So the whole, hey, here's a doorstop. Hey, here's a cord. Hey, here's my leash. Hey, there's your shoelace. I mean,
they're exploring the world through their mouth.
Squirrel.
He's a really pretty dog, though. So we posted him on the Big Party Show Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize him as a meme. He's that meme dog.
Yeah.
You'll see it. We put it in the comment page. The dog going, it's the dog meme going,
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know about that.
That's him. Vizsla, huh?
Yes.
That's the type of dog. Okay.
Great dog. Happy, energetic, super nice. Has never met anybody that he does not love.
Okay. Perfect.
So he's a, and I think that they have him out in play groups too. So he's good with other dogs and likes to play. And that probably is a good thing to get him out and to do that kind of stuff. And then he will relax and maybe not be quite so active around your stuff.
So people could come down to the main study and meet him today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go get him.
We open at noon for adoptions. He's down here. We've got a couple of, oh, hey, bud. We have a couple. I know, right? What's he doing? He's eating a picture frame.
And is he available for fostering too?
He is. If you want to foster to adopt him, you certainly could. But he is, and he's going to be a great, he's going to be a really fun dog for people to take out on walks, to do active stuff with, to throw the ball with in the backyard. Definitely would love an active family because he's a busy boy.
All right. So go get him. Again, we put him on our Facebook page, Big Party Morning Show. You can see him right there.
Yay.
He's a good boy. Good.
Dog day weather all this week.
Oh my gosh. Oh. So nice out. Our dog walkers are so excited. And then they've got play groups going. As we left, there were play groups going. And I was like, sorry, bud, you don't get to go to play group today, but you get to go see the guys.
Oh.
Which he was very excited about the car ride. He rode beautifully in the car. He sat in the seat like a person and was looking out and checking things out and was, and did not, as far as I know, eat anything in the car.
Okay.
So,
Double check when you get back.
Yes. Yeah. Just when he gets a little bored, then he's like, oh, what can I do here? So you're going to want toys. You're going to want some chew toys and some stuff like that for him.
Sure.
And to, you know, give him some activities so that he does do a little bit of, gets a little bit of energy out before
he's full of energy.
Needs to be.
Good guy.
And you probably will want to crate him because he's young and he can get into stuff. So he's going to need to be crated in the house when you're not, you know, actively doing stuff with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can train him pretty quickly too. I mean, it's kind of how that works. But
you leave him in the car, he might hotwire that thing.
Yeah. And take off for, you know, Texas.
Right. All right, so Pam, real quick, Leo the dumpster dog. What's the latest on Leo? And for those of you guys probably all know, but somebody had taken someone's dog out, Leo, out of the yard or whatever. Anyway, they found him in a dumpster completely duct taped up. And
4 days later.
Yeah, and it's just been...
they've been missing for 4 days.
Yeah. It's a mess. The pictures are awful. Were you there around when Leo came in? Or?
Yeah, I was, and we they had... I didn't see him. Hey, bud.
So did you see when he had all his duct tape on his paws and on his mouth? He's alive. He's okay, but
they and so the lovely people who found him and were so kind. They cut the front duct tape off, and then he came into the shelter and we got the rest of it off. We needed to sedate him to do that because it was kind of wrapped around his head pretty heavily.
Yeah.
And so so they sedated him to do that and then kept the duct tape. And we've got an investigator with one of the police departments helping us out to look into that and to see fingerprint it and all that kind of stuff. So I think the reward fund is up to like...
I saw 15 yesterday.
Yeah, 15. It's we've got 10, and then I think that PETA has an extra 5.
Yeah, PETA jumped in on
just
this too.
To prevent this from happening in the future, what is the crime for that? You can get in serious trouble, right? If you see cases of where, I'm not pointing the finger at anyone, but like maybe a neighbor gets mad at a barking dog, and in a horrible case, they, you know, exact revenge on the dog. I mean, that's like prison time, right?
It's so this, and it's our law in Omaha, because the dog wasn't damaged per se, hurt. It's
physically.
A misdemeanor because it has to be repeated beating, torture, mutilation, or something that results in harm or death, you know, broken bones, that type of thing.
Yeah, but wouldn't Leo fall into that? Because, I mean, they duct tape us. I mean, they should get the maximum whatever.
I think that because of the type of crime that it is, and it's extremely deliberate.
Yeah.
It's not something where it's a neglect or, you know, something like that where that's still, people should know better, but it's a little bit more... understandable if somebody doesn't get how to take care of a dog.
Yeah.
But in this instance, I think that they're going to try to push for what they can on it because it was a deliberate act.
Yeah.
And
it was awful.
And it could have resulted in him dying and nobody would have even known.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he would have been crushed under, you know, tons of garbage. And that's just an awful
Leo.
Way to A, die and then B, to be stuck there. So, it's a pretty drastic and stark crime.
I can't wait till they find the person.
I know.
I cannot wait. It's I like think a, everybody
can't
wait.
It's like a 48 hours mystery.
Oh, I know.
Wait. Wait. Where's Keith Harrison?
I just want that person's face to be splattered all over. I mean, even on a billboard. I know you can't do that. But, we need to know who this monster is or monsters.
Yeah. So, I know. It's tough. But they're working on it and taking, you know, tips
God,
from
I hope
folks
they find
and,
fingerprints. That would be cool.
Yeah, right. I know, like really true CSI stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People, don't be bad people.
Yeah.
I mean, what
I know.
Is wrong with you?
Take care of your animals, and if you find something, don't think that it's fodder for your nefarious activities.
Now, if somebody called home. In and admitted it, like to the show, do we get the $15,000?
Okay.
Well, I don't know. There's a reward. So.
Is that what the reward? How much is the reward?
$15,000 right now. Yeah. I'm assuming that thing's just going to keep going up.
Our reward fund is about 10. People have donated up to about 10. And then I think that PETA
Where
has
did PETA come from
another.
Out of this? Yeah, because PETA jumped in threw the $5,000 at you guys.
They
also.
Read it.
Oh, yeah. They read it. Yeah. And it's like, we're going to do something.
I was like, yeah.
That's interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. I feel for that little dude, little dog. So I'm very, very grateful to the folks at Sweet and Associates for taking an extra look. And it's funny because I've talked to several people in town this week and people are like, you know, I just take an extra look in the dumpster, you know?
Yeah,
Everybody's doing it now. Everybody's
really?
Looking. Yeah.
Yeah, you
Maybe
never
we need
know.
A dog detective to be on the case. It might take a dog to find...
You mean a dog with a
like
coat on? McGruff in the hat.
Yeah, like McGruff.
Got a little cigar.
McGruff. Yeah.
I think we need that dog to take a look at some humans and see guilty.
McGruff on crime.
Hey, he could smell it. McGruff, he's got that nose.
Yeah,
he
we need him to take a bite out of crime.
Pam, thank you. Anything else going on at the... Humane Society coming up or anything?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, the whole city is doing do-good days this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think. And it's a chance to do volunteering and helping out your favorite nonprofit. And so we've got some folks coming in to do some stuff, everything from cleanups and doing enrichment and helping the doggos to doing some gardening for us. So it's really cool.
Okay.
So that's happening this week, which is with
that's
the Omaha
cool.
Foundation kind of thing. And then, what else do we have? We've got
You got your first Fridays.
Happen. We got first Fridays. And on May the 4th, we have a kitten shower.
Yeah.
At the shelter.
Baby.
So you can
shower.
Help us get ready for, kitten season. We're expecting lots of babies coming in. And so we're going to do games and people can donate off the wish list and give us supplies for the kitties.
Dress some of them up as like Ewoks and stuff. It is May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
You know, we may. It may be a May the 4th shower.
There you go.
But we're going to be doing that. So we're expecting kitties. We get a lot of babies that need to be bottle fed and that kind of stuff in the spring and summer. And so, So we have a kitten shower so people can give us kitten milk replacer and, you know, the syringes and the baby nipples and the snuggle safes to keep them warm and all that kind of stuff.
So how do you just milk them with a little baby? With a little nipple, like
they're like a little bottle. Yeah, you have to bottle feed them.
Yep,
Jeff,
you do.
Let's
you literally
do it.
Have to bottle feed them, or you syringe feed them, where
if they're really
tiny, then you weigh them when they're tiny, and so we've got that kitten shower is coming up on May the 4th. It'll be fun.
Okay.
Babies.
Thank you, Pam.
Oh my gosh, you bet, you guys.
I'm imagining like you know how they have the ball pit like at like a Burger King.
Just a big old pit full of cats.
Pit, but it's not balls; it's kittens.
Oh, that would be great.
You'd never get me out of it.
Kitty pit.
We have a thing called the kitty pool, where you put baby kittens in a baby pool
and with
it's
water,
like a ball pit.
Not with water. Yeah,
and it's just the most adorable. It's like adorable overload.
It is total adorable overload. And we'll be doing that on social too. So if you can't come down to the shelter on that Saturday, we'll be doing it on social, Facebook, and tweeting it out and that kind of stuff.
So Jeff can go down
videos.
There and lay
May 4th.
Lay in a pool and you just dump a bunch of kittens on him?
If Jeff comes down, I'll let him lie in a pool and dump kittens on him.
Oh, dude, I want to see that.
Kitten shower.
It's a kitten. You're
it's
getting showered.
Literally, you're going to be showered with kittens.
Oh, boy. All right, Pam.
We've got kitten yoga to start the day off with.
Oh, what if I slathered myself in catnip? You know, like a little,
they'd
little
be all
catnip
over you.
Cologne.
You know,
their tongues would be hanging out.
Yeah, they go kind of wacky on catnip.
Weirder things
you gotta
have
be
happened.
Careful.
Yeah. Or maybe they could just...
They could completely just attack you, too. Right. Yeah. Depends on what their reaction is to the catnip. Although, a lot of times babies don't have the same reactions as adult cats do to catnip.
So we'd have to literally slather them with, like...
tuna juice.
Cat milk.
Yeah. Cat milk, tuna juice. Exactly, Molly. You know, kitten churro, some of that kind of stuff that they love.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk to you before then anyway.
And,
Check out Ruben.
Ruben.
Is that how we say it? Versla? The main dog we got. He's an adorable dog, and he's waiting a home.
Okay. We'll see you. Pam, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back. That's Fortnite. That's with Post Malone. Molly, you ever watch that video?
Like a million times.
Oh,
are
have you
kidding
really?
Me?
Okay.
I feel validated.
Well,
because
why?
I've always thought Post Malone's really dreamy, and apparently I'm not alone. And Taylor Swift did some CGI, and at one point he doesn't have any of his face tattooed.
I saw that.
See his baby face.
Oh, really? You're down with...
She'll take him.
Oh, I love Post Malone.
If a van pulled up and Post disappeared, we'd have to go check on Molly.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. That nose, I'm just... He's got just the cutest...
And he's a nice
cutest
guy.
Cutest little nose. You can tell he's a nice guy. The face tattoos. It's just, he reminds me so much of this guy I dated in college. Like, it's like ridiculous.
Oh. Wow, this guy I dated in college. How often did your husband have to hear that?
And how do you
date a lot of people in college?
And how do you keep track of all those people you dated?
I feel like none of these kids are doing the Molly thing, that dated a lot of guys. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
You should.
Yeah, I dated him in college. I mean, and he lives out in Maine. And so we were texting back and forth when I was out there. He doesn't live that far from where my friend lives. And so he was giving recommendations and stuff. But no, he's married. He's happily married, living his life out in Maine.
So how often are you checking on him?
She knows a lot.
It's weird that you say that. That was the first time I reached out to him probably since college, really.
And did he want you to reach out to him?
He was like, oh my God, okay. He's like, oh, how are you? Like,
he's not going to be like, what are you doing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's almost is it okay to message?
I think it is if you're doing
it. If they're married.
I wouldn't.
Is that crossing a line?
I think so. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want my wife doing it either.
I mean, if I had bad intentions or like weird, but I mean, no, it's one of those situations where it's like, we left it good. It's all fine. Like, he's happy. I'm happy. Like, what's there to be weird about?
Yeah, it's way more normal now. Remember when Facebook first came out, that was like a big deal.
Well, I've had friends.
Everyone went and found their ex.
Yes.
And some people couldn't handle it. It caused instant affairs.
I've had friends.
Like, oh my God.
That did that, and then they ended up back together and then left their families and kids and back together and then married because that was just their next stage. So they left each other early because they wanted to move forward to whatever they're going to do and then had families and everything like that, careers, and then eventually circle back together. So
I'm still friends with the serious relationships in my life.
Yeah, you should be able to. I don't think that's that big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, I am still... good friends with, I mean, you know, is it something that, like, there's some where it's like maybe you check in once a year, you know, like, oh, hey, it's your birthday. Happy birthday or whatever. Like, how are you and the kids?
I wonder how they, how
and then you look up slow poisoning.
Yeah.
And you just put a little bit more poison in his drink every day. Peter's and then coffee. One day you're like, hey, Gary, I'm single now.
We got to get out of here.
Runza
today, all
feed
day.
The need. Yeah, all day. So go eat second breakfast, first lunch, second lunch, dinner, drive through on the app. 10% of all sales goes to feed the need locally. So go eat at Runza today, all day.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day and do yourself good. Party show. The radio is on.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know. Big Party Show.